It was explained to him the sourcing requirements when you do this kind of thing. While the case was in voting, on the top page of the proposed decision itself, the editor who had made those copyright violations discussed them and declared that in the future he intended to continue doing exactly the same thing, except for one change. He would no longer list the source of his copyright violations in the future, so they would be harder to detect as such. That was his outright declaration of intent to violate the law. And the arbitration committee went right ahead and continued to vote and passed the finding that he was acting in good faith. It had already been explained to him that that was unacceptable. He claimed to have the equivalent of a master's degree, that he understood enough of what proper standards are, and that he should not be given any slack for ignorance. How do you explain
So,
something like that? I mean, that's not even within the realm of anything that's their permit. It's the law.
yes, if I break in here,
Sure.
part of the problem with that is they often make very long finding of facts. I was looking at that the other day after we discussed it. The finding that he was showing good faith came at the end of a long list of other finding of facts they voted on as a group, and I think that once they create these groups, they're very, very unwilling to edit them in any way. So
How much more?
if they still think that most of it is correct, they'll run it through and just ignore any problems. There's
How much
also
more clear cut could he be than that?
I
This man
also don't
stated his
think
intention to
there's
continue breaking the law.
I also get the strong feeling that they either do not read their emails very regularly or do not pay much attention to them, and that the talk pages, workshop, and other pages are not looked at all. In fact, I don't
I'm
want
not
to
so
say which
sure about that.
administrator
They
told me this, but
very often do.
I was specifically told by an ARBCOM member that the workshop pages were not really used by the ARBCOM, and that there wasn't really any point filling them out.
In my
I
ex
can.
if I may, in my experience, it changes a great deal from one case to the next. Cases that have orderly and sensible workshops are paid attention to. But
I
it just
asked
gets
him.
to be a madhouse. I mean, that's not helpful.
I did ask him though, because it was about the homeopathy case, where a lot of people were trying to provide sensible summaries of the problem with Dan Ullman's edits, listing the policies in question, and he specifically told me that there was no point doing that because the arbitrators would not read them.
Was this a
That
former arbitrator or just an administrator?
this was an arbitrator, a currently standing arbitrator, and I'd
Wow.
rather not say more than that.
Yeah, that's fine. We don't want to call out somebody by name who isn't here to defend themselves. So.
Well, can I add some more that's been going on in the subpage again?
Absolutely. Thank you, Mitch.
Because while this whole thing was going on, it grew maybe twice the size. Starting from section 11, apply 52 and B. I'm missing something. Is it myself from the beginning? You said there was unanimous consent, excuse me, for each finding of the case. Carrillo said he didn't consent. I'm missing what the principle was. And the principle is consensus as opposed to voting. Okay, fine. But don't that nobody objected if that isn't true? Any comments
Yes,
before I move on?
that of course is referring to the evidence page we discussed earlier, where FT2 wrote nemine contendere to every finding of fact and statement.
Well, next thing is the Ryan postulate discussion. which is really the thing that's been growing the most. I'll start from the beginning of this.
Okay.
I think the problem here is the way the FT2 put it across. I suspect there was a majority of Archons supporting it, but not unanimous support. Secret arbitrations should not be represented to the least by Harley. Brian replies, but the key thing is that arbitration cases get voted on as a majority verdict. They don't have to be unanimous. Even if they weren't unanimous, they provide they actually have majority support, the decision still would have been made, and the statement's posted. Then Antilan replies, according to Kirill's claims, these were not formal discussions. Are informal private discussions between arbitrators now binding? I'll stop this so you can comment.
It's interesting that somebody is getting back to the content of Kirill's statement, which was extremely strong. And most of the parsing is
okay.
Yeah.
Next slide's from Ryan.
Can I just sort of step in here? I haven't actually said much, but I thought I will here. I think it's important that I think it's important that basically FT2 made a mistake in some of the wording that he used, specifically saying that there was unanimous agreement in its Latin form, okay? That was probably a mistake. If Kirill did oppose whatever was said in that case. The second thing is that Kirill was wrong as well to say that there was not any involvement from arbitration committee in what FT2 posted. They are both...
If there is, true, we actually haven't established whether... whether Kirill's statement is factual or not. It is likely that there was, but we can't say that as fact.
Yeah, I think there is what should happen is that we need to have a statement from the arbitration committee, because the two, you know, Kirill and FT2 can, you know, say all they like. The only real the only real solid evidence is that we need a statement from the arbitration committee, and that's going to be difficult trying to get everyone sort of dragged in to agree to a statement.
But I think if you could get a certain number of arbitrators, can you turn down your speakers, please? I think if you get a certain core of arbitrators to sign on to a quick, brief, bottom-line statement, you know, tonight, to say however many arbitrators you can reach as this is going, to simply say, Birbin, a case took place or it did not, a majority of, if a case did take place, then a majority of arbitrators did agree to it or not, and what about this other this other newsletter that was published? How much of that has the authority of the committee behind it? I mean, you might not be able to get, you know, the other 13. You probably can't, you know, at this rush time. But if you had 4 or 5 of them signing on at once to the same clarifying statement, it would add a lot of stability.
Yes.
Do you mind if I continue?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, let's ignore the trolling that's going on there.
Well, of course that's going to happen. Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Mitch.
I'm trying to remember where I left off for a minute. Okay. After that, this is Ryan. I highly suspect that FT2 would not have posted without a majority verdict. This looks well planned and not something that would be done without thought and a majority support. Maybe Kirill was simply strongly opposed to the idea and decided to post here because he's against it. See the full facts. You shouldn't postulate about these things. Any comment?
Yeah. Well, there's also a comment by... I'm not quite sure how to pronounce her name. I'm going to guess R. Levese. R-L-E-V-S-E.
Is that a female? Says, I didn't realize that was female
sorry?
Editor. I didn't realize that was a female editor.
I'm guessing.
Okay.
It may be a male. But it says, where she writes, quoting Kirill, this, quote, without the approval without the approval or knowledge of the committee as a whole, unquote, makes me think Kirill didn't even know about it. And that was from 5 minutes past midnight, 28 June 2008. It may be helpful to give the time so people can find these quotes.
I was just to
make sure that the listeners aren't confused, okay? At the moment we have, there are several possible stories. One is that Kirill was involved and didn't agree with the decision. There is one story which says that there was a discussion and Kirill wasn't involved in it. There is another one which says that there is no discussion and that this was purely FT2. So those seem to be the three main rumors or whatever. I just want to clarify that.
I'm looking this over and trying to parse whether there's an explanation that comes down to honest misunderstanding, everybody acting responsibly in the best of faith, if Kirill were somehow unavailable or his computer connection were not steady while a decision were being made, and I think we have to assume that if FT2's if FT2's statement carries any weight at all, there must have been something discussed by the committee. If Kirill were somehow out of the loop, then why would he state with such assurance that no conversation even taken place? Not merely that he dissented from it, but that no case had taken place? That FT2's entire statement carried no weight whatsoever, was done without the knowledge, not just without his own knowledge, but without, not just without Kirill's knowledge, but without the knowledge of the committee. Now, I think if Kirill were somehow out of the loop on an actual talking that were I think he would confirm whether he was getting all of his email before he stated something with so much assurance.
Yes. Looking at his contributions, it appears that the only day that he hasn't edited Wikipedia multiple times is on the 23rd, in the last week or so.
So you mean that Kirill has been actually editing Wikipedia every day this week, that at least...
Except for the 23rd.
Okay,
and
so...
about at least, say, six times each day.
Now, the arbitration committee has mailing lists. I believe they also have a private wiki to discuss cases. So at least he would have the private wiki. There might be a question whether his email was totally functional. But then why would he have stated with such assurance that a case was not even occurring?
Yes. Does...
It sounds like they're hanging out their dirty laundry.
Yes.
That's what it looks like.
And this is certainly not going to be good for the... I don't see any way that the arbitration committee can come out of this smelling like roses.
Well, there will be a question how many other arbitrators are willing to step forward publicly and comment on this. I think the wisest thing is if they do so quickly and briefly together in as many numbers as they can manage.